Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We've got a lot on the border, not just the vote that didn't make it yesterday. However, they're going to come back with the right number of people, hopefully. And when Steve Scalise is feeling better, Mayorkas will get impeached. They certainly can recommit that bill, and I think they will. I'm not as broken up about it as others. Ken Buck did not surprise me. Tom McClintock did surprise me. But it was right there, 215-215. You add, well, there's two opportunities. You have Steve Scalise. He'll be back hopefully sooner than later. I know he's been going through cancer treatment. We wish him well. We have Mazzy Pullup is now doing very well in this District 3. I've seen some recent polling. Which voting is going on in New York. That's my old district in New York, and that's the George Santos seat. I know, Linda, my congressman. How lucky was I? I told these New York Republicans, you're making a mistake. Let the guy get convicted before you get rid of him, considering the tight majority you have, and just out of fundamental fairness, but they just didn't care. Anyway, they do have a phenomenal Republican candidate. Mazzy Pullup is really doing well against, you know, a lifelong politician, Tom Suozzi, who says he supports 100% of the Biden agenda, but doesn't want Joe Biden anywhere near him because Joe Biden's in New York today. He's doing three big fundraisers. Joe could easily pop on out to his district, take a little helicopter ride and, you know, and drop down and do a fundraiser for him. But apparently that's not wanted. Anyway, that would be another seat for Republicans. If you find yourself in New York District 3, early voting is going on now. The in-person voting is next Tuesday, and we'll see what happens. It's not an easy seat for a Republican to win. Republicans want this seat. You better show up in big numbers because otherwise it'll go Democrat. We have a 2021 memorandum from Mayorkas. We'll get into this later in the program. That literally lays out in writing all of Mayorkas's plans for all of the disaster that is open borders. I mean, the whole plan is there. It's like a Mayorkas manifesto, and it's a Biden manifesto on top of it. So we'll get that today. We have some news on the election front, the rising danger of Democratic lawfare, really well-written piece by, I think this was written by Alex Berenson. And Democratic lawfare and basically how these cases against Donald Trump, this may be the new tactic to keep Republicans on their heels and, you know, weaponizing the justice system. There's all different ways you can describe this and characterize this. We'll get to all that. You know, last week when these financial numbers came out and, oh, unexpected job growth, look at this, 353,000 jobs created. you know, I guess I was one of the few to stand back and pause, because there were even some conservative commentators and even some respected conservative economists saying, well, I was wrong about the Biden economy. No, you weren't wrong about the Biden economy, and nobody seems to be paying attention to every time these numbers come out that they get, you know, revised downwardly almost every single time. Number one. Number two, they didn't look deep enough into where these numbers were coming from and where the jobs were coming from, because if they had taken the time, they would realize, oh, almost all these jobs are government jobs or part-time jobs. They weren't jobs that are helping the American people. You know, the New York Fed is reporting household debt increased by a whopping $212 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. Credit card and auto loan delinquencies now are still rising above pre-pandemic levels. Young borrowers and low-income households are being hit the hardest. New York Fed is saying it indicates an increased financial stress. The report also found that credit card debt, which many Americans, we've been pointing this out probably more than anybody, that 62% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So these statistics and these stock market, you know, records that everybody's praising, they never have been my number one indicator. Yep, even in the Trump years, if we reported it. I mean, it's not a bad thing if you have money in the stock market, but you're basically last year made up for all the losses you had the year prior. So it's not that great a record. But anyway, credit card debt now is up $50 billion in the last quarter of last year, now to a record $1.13 trillion. I mean, in credit card debt. Now, that's insane. And a lot of people, people are not understanding here is that most people are struggling to make ends meet. Many of those people that are struggling, they find themselves putting bare necessities on their high interest credit cards. That's why I've been telling you, you might want to consider, if you own a home and have equity in your home, maybe consolidating all the debt and see how much our friends at AmericanFinancing.net can save you. But anyway, and I'm only saying that because it would work. I mean, credit card interest rates, I've seen it as high as 30%. But anyway, the White House, you know, is touting the economic strength and Bidenomics and leave no one behind. Leave no one behind. They've left, you know, 62% of the country behind. And you can talk about job gains all you want. The past year, they have been part-time positions. Even Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers it's a top priority for the administration to use the tools they have to reduce the burdens on hardworking households. Well, we now have another article out today in the AP, and it talks about a record number of Americans. They can't afford their rent. These are the people that I have been saying they're not feeling the Bidenomics message, because it's not trickling down, to use their favorite term on the left, to them. Now, under Donald Trump, real dollars that people had to spend went up significantly by about 11,000. Under Biden, it's down considerably. And it's been down for a long time, and prices are not coming down in the meantime anyway. Anyway, so they tell this story in this AP article about a single mom, Caitlin Colbert is her name, or Colbert, depending on how you pronounce it, watched as the rent for her two-bedroom apartment double and then triple and quadruple in a decade in Denver, starting out at $750, now $3,374. And it's every month, they point out, is like millions of Americans. When people pay their rent, you know, and they pay for their kids, you know, school supplies, and they buy their groceries, they have nothing left if they can even get to that point. And anyway, in this particular case, this woman, Colbert, a social worker who helps people stay financially afloat, ironically, would often arrive home to notices giving her 30 days to pay her rent, or she'd face eviction. And every month you just got a budget, and then you still fall short. She says, this month at least we had $13 left. Well, how do you live like that? You can't survive. And, you know, the latest data from the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies released in January found a record high 22.4 million renter households. Half the renters nationwide were spending more than 30% of their income on rent in 2022. The number of affordable units with rents under $600 also dropped to 7.2 million that year. That's 2.1 million fewer than a decade earlier. I mean, it's the economy we're now living in. You know, if the Biden economy was doing as well as they now claim, How come credit card delinquencies are now at a record high? Why have they gone up more than 50% last year alone as total consumer debt, you know, swelled to a record $17.5 trillion, according to the New York Fed? And credit card debt jumped 14.5%. Well, you think people are buying luxury items? No, that's the problem. They're buying bare necessities. Auto debt climbing $1.61 trillion. That's up $12 billion on a quarterly basis. And since the central bank began raising interest rates, the typical rate on a credit card goes from anywhere from 15% to 21.5%, in some cases higher. So now we have a record $1.13 trillion in debt and credit card debt that moved into serious delinquency. And we're headed for serious economic times. I mean, this is not going to bode well. But you might be happy to know that Janet Yellen did not deny that they've been targeting bank transactions and legal transactions. Like, for example, when the House Judiciary Committee put in a letter to federal investigators that they had instructed banks to search through private customer transactions for terms like MAGA and Trump as part of their investigation into January 6th. Maybe they want to go down to the border and secure the border first, considering, you know, all these people are coming from, you know, countries that are our top geopolitical foes. Car insurance rates now up 26% across the U.S. this year alone. Biden administration, what are they doing to make this better? Now, if you listen to the mainstream media mob, like the New York Times had an article, the economy looks sunny and a potential gain for Biden. Well, the only problem is they're not telling people the truth, and they're playing with Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. Well, Friday showed a 353,000 job gain, confirming the argument that jobs have overwhelmingly been created by government and government-dominated funded the healthcare sector. But then our friend E.J. Antoni points out, even after adjusting for seasonal changes, which are huge in January, the economy still lost full-time jobs and only gained part-time jobs. And a lot of these part-time jobs are people taking on extra work so they can make ends meet. It's not good. Real estate crisis now, we have, even the New York Times acknowledging this part, is looming over banks. And a lot of the reason is you have all of this empty office space and all of these loans coming due. And if you look at where the banks are, they're so heavily leveraged, lending money to, you know, these big projects, these banks now are facing a real new threat as real estate collapse, especially in the commercial real estate sector, is collapsing greatly. Mid-sized banks, they hold 70 to 80% of all new commercial real estate loans. Morgan Stanley's predicting the sector will have, they're going to have to refinance more than half their mortgages in the next 2 years. However, economists, financial advisors, you know, they think they can remain resilient, but, you know, a lot of big banks fail also. Are they too big to fail? I guess we'll find out and see. Joe Biden, as I pointed out, did not have a good day the last 2 days with his cognitive ability. You know, this has now gone pretty viral. We played it first on this show yesterday, but here's him, well, trying to speak anyway, making an attempt.
In the immediate aftermath, the Coast Guard and Navy supported maritime searches and rescue operations. The Army helicopters help fire suppression and efforts on the Big Island, because there's still some burning on the Big Island, not the one where.
Anyway, that's not the one that I wanted to play. But I mean, you hear this guy talk; he's so lazy in his speech. He's so exhausted. I can barely talk and get the words out or anything. And if I have to talk, and I get so tired, and I'm just out of it, and I just don't know. I don't know. Do you have the cut?
There is some movement. And I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the opposition. But from Hamas. But it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is. There's a continuing negotiation right now.
He doesn't remember the name Hamas, the terror group Hamas, and he's the president of the United States. Now, the day before, He talks about a conversation he had with Francois Mitterrand. The only problem with that is the former French president has been dead for 27 years. Listen.
You know, right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. I was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn. But after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her. They supported her. And they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, so they've got this weird system in Nevada, and, you know, I don't really understand how it all came down this way. Anyway, so they got a primary, and they've got a caucus. But if you went in the primary, then you have no chance of getting any of the delegates that are all available in the caucus for the Republican side. Now, Nikki Haley actually was in the primary, which was last night. Trump was not on the Republican primary ballot. He's where the delegates are. I'm not sure why Nikki Haley made this choice. But anyway, he is focusing on winning the caucus on Thursday. And I believe it's a winner-take-all state. And he has no competition there now. Haley secured 30.8% of the vote. But I do think there's a lot of anger in Nevada because I don't think a lot of people like the fact that, well, the Democrats have basically bypassed them, and now the Republicans have, and she did in this particular case. And anyway, so 62.9% of people in this primary voted none of the above or none of these candidates. And that was the top winner yesterday. Does it have any impact? I don't think so, but it certainly, I don't think it looks particularly good. I'm not sure why former governor and ambassador Haley would choose that path. But Trump wasn't on the ballot, and Nikki Haley lost to none of the above. So not a particularly good showing for Republicans there. But anyway, we'll have more on that in the days to come. By the way, Kamala Harris's approval rating is now sunk below 30%. Yikes. Now think about this. Isn't it remarkable? We hear no talk whatsoever of ever invoking the 25th Amendment, as bad as Joe is getting every day. Even if Joe Biden wasn't the worst president in American history, his obvious physical and cognitive decline, you know, showed that he's not able to handle the demands of what I think is the toughest job in the world, to be president. Not a job I think I'd ever want. It's that much responsibility. It's not easy. You have to be a certain temperament to do it. But Biden's, you know, prospective successor, Kamala Harris, has an abysmal 28% approval rating in the latest NBC News survey. Only 28% of registered voters said they hold a net positive view of the vice president. This is the same vice president that was out there yesterday saying, oh, we've hit a remarkable reset. We finally hit our stride. None of that is true. Now to the border issue, which is getting infuriating to me. I know a lot of you are upset over what happened yesterday, and I can explain that in all the detail that you want or may not want. But the House rejected Mayorkas's impeachment. It's not that they rejected it. It's the way the current configuration is that the Republicans ostensibly right now, with McCarthy out, another guy retiring, and the Santos seat gone, is they're down to a 2-seat majority. And Steve Scalise was not there. And then you have, you know, people like Ken Buck out of Colorado that just doesn't care because he's leaving. And so he doesn't really care about Republicans. I was surprised at Tom McClintock. And anyway, so there's a whole method to the madness. Mike Gallagher, that kind of surprised me. Now, Blake Moore voted to impeach Mayorkas, and that was done for a very specific reason. And that reason was that voting with the majority, they'll have the right to reconsider the motion down the line when they have a majority. That's what makes this New York District 3 seat, this race between Mazie Philip and Tom Suozzi, so important. That's George Santos' old seat. It would be better if Republicans won it. They don't have much of a cushion there. But anyway, with all that said, I think they're going to get there. I think it's a matter of, you know, bringing the vote up at the right time. And when they have enough Republicans to actually win outright, it would help. Right now, early voting is going on in New York District 3. I think the actual vote is a week from yesterday. That's next Tuesday. That's Election Day in New York. But contrary to reports, the Biden illegals that, oh, by the way, that beat up the two NYPD cops. Remember we were reporting yesterday that we think they got caught at a Greyhound bus station in Phoenix? Turns out that's not the case, because the four reported illegal immigrants on video assaulting these two cops have not been arrested in Arizona by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as the agency claimed, according to three senior law enforcement officials. Anyway, late last night, a spokesperson for ICE said the agency had apprehended four people believed to be involved in the attack, and the people in ICE custody do not match the identities or the names of those involved in the New York attack, according to three senior law enforcement officials, which is disappointing. I don't know what that means. Are we ever going to be able to find these people? It raises the question, why did they ever let them go in the first place? And it raises the issue, how much longer are states like New York going to put up with this crap? How much longer, you know, look, they're giving away $53 million in debit cards to 500 illegal immigrants. Mayor Adams, you know, who said, look at all this chocolate. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I thought we judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, but not to Mayor Adams. Anyway, so Mayor Adams, if you extrapolate that out, okay, 500 people, $53 million of New York taxpayer money, that's $106,000 per, on top of another $184 million that he's putting into housing illegal immigrants in New York City expensive hotels. That's on top of the hundreds of millions that they've already spent. That's on top of the money that they're getting, you know, illegal immigrants. Now, we know Biden put out $1 billion to people that were entering our country illegally. You can't even make this stuff up. So anyway, I'm not worried about the Mayorkas vote yet. I mean, you had the four Republicans that voted no to impeaching him. That's Mike Gallagher, Tom McClintock, Ken Buck. I don't think they're going to change their vote. Blake Moore voted to impeach him and at the last minute switched to, because it was tied 215-215. So he would then, his nay vote against impeaching Mayorkas kind of deserves an asterisk, because he really is not against impeaching Mayorkas. He said no, so the Republican effort to impeach Mayorkas can live to fight another day. In other words, Moore was on board and in favor of impeaching him, but the GOP miscalculated how many yay and nay votes they would have. They didn't know how many Democrats would be present. Democrats had more than they thought, and this is what happened. Am I angry about it? No. Am I frustrated by it? Yeah. Am I frustrated by Tom McClintock and Mike Gallagher? Yeah. Do I expect it from Ken Buck? Yeah, I do. Am I glad that the congressman from Utah, Moore, Blake Moore, decided to do what he did? Yeah, that was necessary, but it doesn't solve the problem. And by the way, on top of this, we have a CBS News report via American Military News. You know, they've now awakened to the fact, the mainstream media, that you have all these people pouring across our southern border coming from China. And here's what we learned in this article. CBS News is now reporting the fastest growing group of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. along our southern border is from China. You know, with roughly 37,000 Chinese nationals reportedly apprehended at the border last year alone. Now, that's very different from the numbers that we had gotten in the total of Biden's years. We were at 26,000. That's what we were able to count. And that's what I've been telling you both on radio and on TV. Over 12,000 from Russia, but it appears that number is much higher also. We've had hundreds from Iran, hundreds from Syria, thousands from Egypt, thousands from Afghanistan. Why are we letting any of these people in? You think that all these people that make their way to our southern border from China, from Russia, from Afghanistan and Egypt and Syria and Iran, you think they're here because they all want a better life in the U.S. and they're gung-ho on America? No, I don't think so. You know, it's fascinating to watch, you know, people like Kathy Hochul, the New York governor, telling judges to start holding criminals after immigrants who beat police officers skip town. Well, the problem is that she's the one that's been supporting these idiotic no bail laws. She's the ones that, one of the top people responsible for inviting illegal immigrants to come to her state. They're welcome in her state. That New York is wide open for people. We don't care where you come from.
We want people to come here, despite where they came from or despite the circumstances that drove them to this country, into this state. We say you are welcome here. You're welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you.
Yeah, well, why doesn't she remove Alvin Bragg because of his unconscionable handling of illegal immigrants on tape kicking the living Adam Schiff out of two innocent police officers? And then Eric Adams blaming his political woes. You know, he's gone to the Fannie Willis defense, which is, oh, this is about racism. And this is Adams, you know, speaking and saying, take a look at this crowd. Listen to what he said.
Stand up. They need to see you. Deputy Mayor Williams Isom, Deputy Mayor Mira Josie, Deputy Mayor Amazar, Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer. Have you ever seen this much chocolate leading the city of New York? And then go down the line. Look who's here. This is representative of the city. That's why people are hating on me. You trying to figure out why they're hating on me? They're hating on me because how many of you go to church? Ma'am, this is a Matthew 21 and 12 moment. Jesus walked in the temple. He saw them doing wrong in the temple. He did what?
He turned the table over.
I went to City Hall to turn the table over. First woman police commissioner of color. First Spanish-speaking police commissioner. First Spanish-speaking correction commissioner. Go through the line of what we're doing.
Ah, he's now comparing himself to Jesus. I don't even know what to say. He's actually taking on like the cadence of Louis Farrakhan when he's speaking there. I'm not really sure why. But anyway, you see what's happening with your own eyes. You know, but if you listen to Democrats, it's all Republicans' fault that our southern border is now wide open. Biden's been saying it. Democrats in the media mob have been saying it. You know, Joe Scarborough, Liberal Joe, had a meltdown. Well, he kind of has a meltdown every day, but as per usual yesterday, Republicans, they don't know this is about national security. No, this is simple. Biden is basically gaslighting the whole issue, but it was Biden himself. You know, the border's not secure because from the first day he was in office, he reversed every Trump policy that was working. Stay in Mexico policy, building the wall policy. By the way, if you go to Eagle Pass, Texas, where they put that razor wire up, 99.99% of illegal immigrant activity there has stopped. Why? Because walls and razor wire work. And now they have moved on to areas in Arizona and California. Oh, California is a sanctuary state. Send them there. Gavin Newsom is offering free health care. We ought to take out ads and papers in Mexico and maybe distribute flyers saying, go to California. Gavin says he's going to give you free health care. Just go visit Gavin. Just say, Gavin sent me. Christian Broadcasting Network, quote, they have sleeper cells right here in the U.S. Hezbollah terror threat against Americans is very real. Simone Ledeen, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Mideast Policy. He says the Iran-backed group Hezbollah has a longer reach than many others in the region. They have sleeper cells here in the U.S. in many cities across the country. They have been sitting in wait for the order to go. Many believe for years now, and especially under Biden's open borders, we have no idea, none at all, how many illegal immigrants came into this country unvetted with the intentions of plotting, planning, and scheming an attack on this country. And it's going to happen. I pray I'm wrong. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And they will all have blood on their hands, all of them. State Department employee accused President Biden of, quote, genocide. Well, this person worked to undermine the administration's support for Israel. Well, we already know how Joe Biden feels about Bibi. You know, he's using the F word for Trump, the F word for Bibi. You know, I guess he's just projecting. Mitch McConnell admits the $118 billion border deal is dead. You know, the worst part of this, and Rand Paul said it on this radio show yesterday, Ted Cruz confirmed it last night, and I've had other Republican conservatives in the Senate confirm it for me, that when they were building out this bill, and Senator Lankford and company were building out this bill, and they actually were passing around various language, they asked specifically that it not be given to me. Now, do I take it personally? Is it really about me? No, it's not about me. It's over the fact that once I would have looked at it, they knew darn well conservatives wouldn't want this, but they didn't care. All they cared about was basically pulling a fast one and going along with Chuck Schumer's deal and being the typical weak rhinos that they are. They shouldn't fear me having the truth about what's in a bill. All I'm going to do is inform my audience of that truth. That's what they feared. They feared all of you. It didn't take long for Republicans to figure out, conservatives in this country to figure out, it was garbage from the get-go and it was dead in a day. By the way, if you want to save money and not sacrifice service, I got the perfect way to do it, and you don't even have to sweat it. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. You make the switch away from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you make the switch to Pure Talk. By the way, a company that's veteran-owned, they share your values, old-fashioned values. And the bottom line is they use the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big carriers. And the average family saves close to $1,000 a year for the exact same service. Anyway, you're getting it for about half of what the big guys are charging. Right now, they have plans that are unlimited at starting at $20 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the same exact service. To join the stampede of us and make the switch, dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword save now. #250, keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month from our friends at Pure Talk.
Breaking news every single day.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 271 days till Election Day. I know you're all excited. It is an opportunity. I hope Americans get smart. I hope Republicans get smart. Vote early. Vote by mail. By the way, if you're in New York, District 3, you can vote early now. The election's next Tuesday. I think you're going to only do it through Friday. That's the seat to take over Santos' seat. Anyway, when we come back, we'll get the latest. We'll get Bill O'Reilly's take on the border deal, what's going on down there, his take on Mitch McConnell, many now calling for him to be removed, and also we'll check in the latest on the border as we continue.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.